Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everybody, it's Eric from The One You Feed with another mini-episode. If you like the mini-episodes, people who support the show at the $10 a month level get a supporter-only mini-episode every month. So get one that nobody else can hear every month, oneyoufeed.net/support. I got this week's topic for the mini-episode from our Facebook group, which if you're interested in, oneyoufeed.net/Facebook. And somebody is starting a 12-step program in the group, but she doesn't believe in God. And so she was saying, you know, how can I make this work with a 12-step program without really believing in God? And so I started to write an answer about 4 times and just never had enough time. And I finally figured, you know what, I'll just sit down and talk about it. I've talked on the show often enough about me having been part of 12-step groups that that's probably no surprise for most of you. And I don't really believe in God, certainly not in the sense of an interventionist God. So how have I been able to make this work? So the first time that I came into recovery, I was 24 years old. I was a heroin addict and I was a total disaster. And so I came in with, I think the line is, the desperation of a drowning man, and worked really hard to believe in God because I thought, I have to get this. And so I basically just kind of went along and really tried to believe in God. At some point down the road when I started having some really difficult challenges in my life, I found that my spiritual life was kind of empty. It was just, it was made up. I was trying to believe something I didn't, and that didn't work out very well. Eventually, I ended up going out and drinking again. And so when I came back again from drinking, it didn't go very well, obviously, because I came back. I decided that I had to find some way to come up with a real spiritual life. And so that meant sort of reconciling this God thing. Now, one of the great things about 12-step programs, and it originated in AA, is the line, God as we understand him. And the fact that Bill Wilson and the early AA members decided to put that in has probably saved countless lives, because we're kind of off the hook then. We can believe in whatever God we want. But being able to define God doesn't really work if you don't believe in the basic concept. And so I think it's important to think about, what is it that the 12 steps are after with this God idea? The first step is that we admit we're powerless over alcohol or whatever that thing is in our life is unmanageable. And then the second step is that we came to believe that a power greater than us could restore us to sanity. And then finally, the third step is the first time the word God appears, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. So I think that if I look at God through the lens of those steps, I think it's, the first is, I can't do this really by myself. I need more help than I'm gathering. Second step, sort of talking about, well, I'm kind of insane in the way I'm acting, and I need something outside of my own brain to help me figure this out. And then the third step is really, to me, is about, hey, I'm going to try and live a different way. I'm going to try and be open to a different approach. And so for me, I had a couple of realizations. One of them was, you know, the third step is about turning our will and our life over. It really didn't matter what, in a lot of cases, I was turning things over to. It was the letting go. It was the not clenching everything so tightly that was good for me. I get sick when I do that. So it's not really important what I'm turning things over to. It's really saying, look, I'm going to do the best I can with the things I can. And the other stuff, you know what? I've just got to let it go. I think the other thing that the God thing is driving towards is the word connection to a higher power. And I think connection is at the heart of what makes AA work. And I think it's at the heart of a good spiritual life or a program. And so what that connection is less important than that we have it. We have to find ways to be connected to things. That can be ourselves in a genuine and real way. It can be the people around us in a 12-step program. It could be the group. It can be nature. It can be God, however you define him. We just have to be connected to something. And so that's part of it. The second part is we have to have somewhere to turn beyond ourselves. And so God, as defined, is one option. A lot of people work with acronyms for God, so group of drunks being one of them. So, you know, the idea that the group itself is more powerful than we are, or good orderly direction is another one. Like, we're going to follow, you know, a certain life plan that is better than the one we've been living. Both of those things are useful and they work. For me, I think I got to the point where what it was I believed in and wanted to sort of turn my life over, if you will, to spiritual principles, things that I knew to be true, honesty and love and kindness and things like the idea that we reap what we sow and wisdom, that if I was to live by wisdom, that would be the power that restored me to sanity and also the connection with other people. So far, that has worked pretty well for me. And the idea in a lot of this is that you get to a point where you trust God. And this is a tricky one, because if you don't believe in God, how can you trust him? And what are we trusting God to do? Or what is the trust that we're looking for? And for me, what it came down to was that the trust was simply that I was going to be able to handle whatever came along with the tools that I had, with the group, with support from other people, with a deeper connection with myself. I'd be able to handle whatever life throws at me. Maybe not gracefully. I certainly probably wouldn't like a fair amount of it, but I could handle it, and I could handle it without drinking or doing drugs. And so really, that's the trust I have, is that by cobbling all these different things together, I'm able to handle what life throws at me. So that's a relatively quick thought on that, on, you know, how can you approach a 12-step program if you don't believe in God as in the big guy in the sky. So hopefully that's helpful to some of you, and I'll do another one of these soon. New episode out on Tuesday, as always. If you want to help support the show, it's really important. We love it. OneUFeed.net/support. Thanks. Bye.